2021. Happy New Year to everybody. So I thought about, I just turned 40 towards the end of last year, and I've been looking forward to turning 40 for years. Actually, when I was in my 20s, I was looking forward to turning 30, and when I was in my 30s, I was looking forward to turning 40. And my mother would always say that, you know, life begins at 40. And I hoped, against hope, that she was correct, and I had so much, you know, I don't know, I laid it on so thick, and so much hope for things finally turning around and things finally going my way after 40, or at least at 40. Probably I expected that at 40 I'd just magically become that person, or things would just turn around. Now, what I think people forget to mention is that, or what we forget to consider is that, well, for every beginning, there has to be an ending, because we live in a world that is, as mom calls it, circular. There's a cycle of life, and every beginning has an ending preceding it. And it just occurred to me just now that, yeah, of course, every beginning has to be preceded by some kind of ending in this world that we live in. And so every beginning must first be felt as an ending, like you have to go through an ending, a dissolution. They say that the caterpillar thinks that its world is ending when it's about to turn into a butterfly, because essentially the caterpillarhood is ending, it ends. And once it becomes a butterfly, you no longer remember the caterpillarhood and being a caterpillar. So yes, I feel a little bit like 2021 has been the beginning of that butterfly stage. I usually joke a lot to my friends about, oh, I'm just going through that caterpillar stage, you know, when I'm going through some phase. And I remember, I don't know if I can even remember it clearly, but I can paraphrase it. I read somewhere that for a seed to reach its fullest and highest expression, first it must burst open, and its inside must come undone. And to someone who's looking from the outside looking in, it looks like absolute destruction. But actually, that is the fulfillment of its highest purpose, becoming what it's meant to be. So that destruction, that ending, that death of the caterpillar, they are all, you know, heralding a new age, a new period, a new butterfly, Freudian slip. Beautiful butterfly stage. So yes, I'm excited to see what will happen at this new stage in my life. And I have to say that the dissolution is not a picnic, and it hasn't been a walk in the park, but it was really eye-opening from the inside today to realize that. But of course, everything felt like it was falling apart and ending towards last year, the end of last year. It really did feel like it. And then at the beginning of this year, it felt like, I said to a friend, it feels like somebody has deleted, you know, things in my life. Yes, of course, because that's how a new beginning can come. It can't come any other way. And so I'm deeply grateful for this insight. And of course, I embrace life as it comes. I meet it. I meet her where she meets me. And it's been a process, and it is a process, and it continues to be a process. And I just wanted to remind myself, you know, notes from the inner guru, who we all have, that inner tuition I've spoken about in previous times. Yeah. So here's to new beginnings. As always, I always have new beginnings. I love new beginnings. Here's to new beginnings, and may it be a beautiful and wondrous journey, as it's been thus far, filled with joy, laughter, happiness, and all kinds of goodnesses. All right. Peace and blessings.